up. We're still sifting the sawdust. Okay, Callahan.
Say, Archie, do you remember a customer here last night with thick brown wavy hair parted on the side?
Why?
Well, here's his hair. I found it behind the bar.
Let me see. Hey, Miss Duffy, that's Schultz's toupee.
How do you know it's Schultz's?
I can tell by that streak of gray. You know, Schultz worries a lot.
By the way, Chief, there's a letter here for you.
A letter? Let's see. Oh, Kent. Looks like that battle last night had Grim Reaper concussions.
What do you mean?
This letter is from the bank that rents us this building. They're sending a man down here tonight, and I'm afraid they ain't gonna give us a new lease for next year.
Not gonna give us a new lease for next year?
Why don't you outsmart him, Arch?
Outsmart him?
Yeah.
How, Finnegan?
Use the old lease for another year.
Look, this is no time for audacities. This is a serious thing. Might mean that Duffy's Tavern will be closed up.
Close Duffy's Tavern?
Yep.
But, Arch, they might as well take the lights out of Broadway. They might as well take the heart out of Texas. They might as well take the overalls out of Mrs. Murphy's chowder.
Now, Finnegan, don't get over-emotional.
They might as well take the missus out of Mississippi.
Finnegan.
The trees out of Brooklyn. The gravel out of Gertie.
Finnegan, calm yourself.
But, Arch, what are you going to do if they close the place?
What do you mean?
You might have to go back to work.
Look, Finnegan, it ain't going to be that drastic. And if it is, so what? That's life. You got to take the bitter with the sour.
Excuse me.
Huh?
Are you the manager here?
I am that whom. And who are you, pray, sir?
I am the attorney from the bank.
Oh, they sent an attorney, huh? Well, that don't scare me none. I would like you to know, sir, that you are dealing with a fellow shyster.
This I can believe.
Thank you. Now, to get down to business, as I have construed from your letter, your bank is trying to get us to disvacuate, unfranchise, and otherwise dispremisate the said premises. Is that correct, sir?
Well, that's the general idea.
I see, and I suppose you realize, sir, that the law clearly states that the present status of the quo per lis per fiscal remains mandamus until you can prove a delictus necktie.
Now, look, Blackstone.
Huh?
All I know is that we're not going to renew your lease.
And for what modus operandi?
For the modus operandi that this place is a dive, that you're always having riots and fights, and that the place is an absolute disgrace to the neighborhood, if not to mankind.
Come, come, sir, you're taking advantage of a very shabby loophole. But assuming that what you say is correct, what's your solution?
You can move someplace else.
Move someplace else? But what would our customers do, the regulars? Them fine, loyal, lovely people that have given us their support for years.
They can find your new place.
In their condition?
Now, look, young man, I'm a human being. I don't like to be arbitrary, but anyway...
Well, Archie.
Oh, hello, Officer Clancy.
I hear you had another Donnybrook here last night.
An altercation? Oh, perish forbid, Officer Clancy. The boys was just playing a few friendly parlor games.
What games?
Oh, spin the bottle, puss in the corner.
I saw some of them pusses this morning. Now, Archie, I'm warning you. I don't want no more fights in me beat. I'm not getting any younger, and when I'm away from home, I want a little peace and quiet.
Mm-hmm. That's enough for me. That settles it.
Please, sir, give us one more chance. I guarantee you there won't be no more fights. If anybody so much as lifts his little finger in here, I'll crack him over the skull with a bung starter.
All right, we'll give you one more chance. If there's the slightest disturbance from now on, we're going to close the place.
Okay, sir, and thank you very much for the reprisal. Hello? Hello, Duffy. What? Well, I just got a new lease on life, and Duffy, I got an idea. Well, you know what? The Treacher's coming down here again tonight. And to give this joint some class, see, I'm figuring we'll hire him as a front man. What? Look, Duffy, maybe you think he's a bum, and maybe I think he's a bum, but the fact that he's British gives him class. Huh? Is his accent real? Look, Duffy, if he was any more British, he wouldn't be able to talk at all.